What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We hope everyone is having an amazing Friday. We can't leave you all with only two positive news stories, so we're doing double four today. Tim, do you want to start off with your first positive news story?
Absolutely. So I'm going to menfitness.com where I found this story. It was written by Kelsey Kreiser. I'm talking about Martine Behrens. Martine Behrens is 65 years old, and she was hanging out with a friend one day who invited her to the gym. Her friend happened to be an athletic instructor, so she's a trainer. Her friend was like, hey, let me show you how to do a deadlift. At 65 years old, she's learning how to do a deadlift, and she ended up lifting about 133 pounds.
Okay.
Her friend was like, yo, this is amazing. Like,
you're using kilos?
It was kilograms, but I converted it to pounds on my liking.
Respect.
So she ended up lifting it, right? About 133 pounds. Her friend says, you did that really well. This is cool. You should stick to it. She stays in the gym. 3 weeks go by. She does a deadlift again. She ends up deadlifting 220 pounds, JP. So for those that don't know, that's a huge jump. Like, I don't think I can deadlift 220 pounds right now.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I don't think I've ever deadlifted over 200 pounds, to be honest with you. I'm a runner. We know this. There's no shame in my game. But at 65 years old, she does this. She ends up finding this new love for powerlifting. She said there's plenty of health benefits, but she really enjoys competing as well. This year alone, she became a world champion in powerlifting, deadlifting, and bench press. She's going to compete in the British Single Lifts Championship at Arnold Sports Festival in Birmingham later this year as well. And she wants to continue doing this for the rest of her life. I thought this story was super inspirational. Being 65 years old and just getting into powerlifting. By the way, she just got into powerlifting. It's only been like 18 months that she's been doing this, and she's already a world champion. It just shows that you can teach an old dog new tricks. I really like that quote, and that's what it reminded me of.
Who says 65 old?
You're right, man. Oof, shame on me.
My first positive news story of the day is about the Youth Are Awesome with Positive Truth podcast. It's about Argun Carnival. He is a student at the University of Southern California, USC, and he just did something incredible. I would just like to start off by nominating him for the Positive Truth Person of the Year.
All ears right now. Let's go.
This comes from abc7.com. He's a biomed student, and he's always loved solving problems. Whenever he was in high school, he built websites for his teachers to help them put like lesson plans and things online to help students. He did this for free. And I've always been innovation focused. Even if you only help 1% of people, that's still a big difference. So there is an issue that happens in children's hospitals, and it's where you're trying to apply radiation to cancer cells. He saw this and developed an app. App is called Shot Caller. This app computes in minutes what takes doctors to compute in like hours. And what it does is he created an algorithm based on interviewing these doctors that can calculate the exact point where you can put in the needles for the treatment. So instead of it taking hours, now it takes minutes. Doctors do the scans. They run it through his algorithm on the app and set apply it instantly. This app has eliminated delay for surgeries. It's lengthened lives. And they're also receiving calls from other hospitals wanting to use it. He did this all for free, and now it's going to be used in hospitals all over the world. And he's still in college, so he's a junior.
Still got a paperwork to do. He still got homework.
One of the comments was, imagine doing all that and still having to go to biomed class.
Oh, man.
The internet's undefeated. But I really think it's amazing. The Youth Are Awesome with Positive Truth podcast.
Absolutely. I can't say it any better than that.
We still have two positive news stories to go, but we're going to pause and do audio meditation where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each because of the stresses of life. We often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. So we encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for making errors, man. I think errors are an opportunity to get better and fix some mistakes. And sometimes a lot of people point out your errors and it's like, all right, you got to look at yourself, and I'm there right now. So I'm fixing my errors right now. So I'm grateful for them. The fact that I have something to fix versus just being bored out here.
I've never pointed out an error before in my life. Obvious fantastic.
You couldn't even say that straight.
I'm going to be grateful for our listeners. This has been a rough 2 years between work and life with the Positive Truth Podcast. But hey, y'all, the only reason we're coming back.
Ain't that the truth?
All those emails, like, when are y'all going to record again? Why are y'all always taking breaks? Y'all used to be consistent. You know what? Then was just talking about errors. So you're right.
Let us correct them. We got this. We got you.
So this is our new format, the Monday through Friday. Just try to be small, consistent, quick little doses of positive truth. And we'll get right back to it. What do you have for your third positive news story?
I got you today. My last one, I'm talking about Donnell's Stallworth. Mr. Donnell is a gumbo chef. If you've never had gumbo, please try it.
Amazing.
Woo! So he's definitely a gumbo chef. He works at this restaurant. Anybody that comes through his doors, he always says they're family. And there's always a regular at 11 a.m. who comes in and always gets a cup of gumbo. He's been doing it for years now. So he's expected to be there before the doors open. Day passes. They didn't see him. Of course, everybody kind of questions it, but doesn't say anything. 2 days pass, then the third day pass, and everybody's, hey, this isn't right. Something's going on. So Donnell, the chef in the back, says, you know what? I'm just going to go to his house. I know where he lives. It's okay. He goes over to his house. He knocks. He says he didn't hear anything, so he decided to wait a minute and then knock again. And that's when he can slightly hear somebody saying, help me. Who is it? Come in. Donnell opens the door, and he ends up seeing the customer there on the ground laying there. He actually had some broken ribs. He was bruised up. Donnell couldn't move him because he was an older man at 78 years old. So he immediately called the paramedics. Paramedics picked him up, took care of him. He's in recovery in the hospital still right now. But Donnell was asked, what is there to do now? And he said, you already know. I have to bring him some gumbo. So he said, hopefully he recovers soon and he's able to get back into the restaurant and see him again. But I brought this story up because Donnell is a restaurant owner. He's a chef. He didn't have to go above and beyond like he did. And by him doing so, he was able to save that man's life who was there laying there for 3 days. Nobody called. Nobody came to visit. Nobody came to check except for that simple chef. Shout out to the gumbo chef, Donnell Stallworth. I think you're a hero.
Definitely a hero. Saved the man's life. Said something at the beginning. We're like, you're in here, your family. I hate cooking. You like cooking.
Indeed.
We have a mutual friend, Marco, who likes cooking. He said once, he's like, I really like cooking the process because like you're like, you're serving people, you're helping, like you're making this for your family. It's really nice. That's how he feels. So everyone that comes in is family. And then we both worked in a restaurant where you see people consistently. So like, the fact that he knew where he lived, knows this is not a normal customer relationship. This is somebody like...
they care about each other, for sure.
Real community. I want to see these people every day. I love pizza. I'll eat pizza from anywhere. You're going to have to do something different to make me come get a slice of pizza from you every single day. That's going to take that community. And that's everything we love about the positive truth. Love that positive news story.
Said. What do you have for us, sir?
Last positive news story of the day is about Huntington's disease progress. Comes from BBC.com. A new treatment has significantly slowed down Huntington's disease by 75% in patients. This is a significant advance in managing the disease's progression. They're using a gene-based approach that helps patients, they like basically have a much slower decline. Huntington's disease has no cure, but before this, when you got it, it was like super fast progression. They're hopeful with all their new gene words that I didn't write down.
No big words. No,
no big words for me. That they can get this completely stalled and stopped within the next 2 years with this gene modification. I think it's awesome. I want to talk about it on here.
Man, science is cool with the positive truth.
Before we get out of here, since it is Friday, we got to do Parent Corner with Tim.
Woo.
Give us a cute parent corner before we get out of here.
Oh, man.
Or you can give us a funny one or a sad one.
I don't know, man. It's been an interesting time. Soccer's been really taking up a lot of the time. Leandro's been being himself. Like, lately, Leandro's been wanting to coach the game with me. So he's in my arms half of the game, and I'm yelling and stuff, running on the field, and he's right there with me. So that's been nice. Honestly, man, we've just been chilling at the house right now. Been hanging out. Layla's doing really good. She's in bucket drumming, playing soccer. She's in... I think
bucket drumming.
I had to take her to school early on Fridays, like at 7:20, so she can do bucket drumming for 30 minutes before class. Her and I guess I select 15 others. I think it's pretty awesome. I got a video sent.
It is pretty awesome, but can you imagine the noise coming from that?
Oh, absolutely. So one of my friends works at the school my daughter works at. So she's sending me videos because her son and my daughter are best friends and they're just doing their thing. They got their headphones on and it's cool. I was like, man, if we ever got to do something like that, No, they wouldn't let us do anything like that. So honestly, right now I'm just keeping the kids busy, man. Letting them socialize and do their thing. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see and watch them grow. Leandro's talking a lot more now, so it's been a lot of random conversations.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wholesome parent quarters with Tim.
Nice and chill. It'll be better. They're wild.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Please leave a 5-star review. Like, comment, just subscribe, all that fun stuff. If you leave us a 5-star review and send us a positive news story to thepositivetruth@gmail.com, we will send you a t-shirt for free. And we'll pay for the shipping. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. The best way to predict the future is by creating it. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.